I'm being honest, I could stand up here, say amen, and we can go home. Between praise and worship and between the testimonies, like, come on now. If y'all ain't get something from any of that, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's going on in here. But as usual, dear Heavenly Father, just guide my words and just have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Recently, I've kind of noticed that God's been getting on us a little bit. He's been giving us some tough words recently. He really has. You know, I sit in the back normally and with my family, and man, he just been hitting us back to back to back to back. And I was like, man, can we get something that's a little bit more lighthearted? Can we get something that's a little bit more like it's always uplifting, don't get me wrong. But can we get something a little bit more lighthearted? Like, you hitting us with some heavy stuff, Lord. But obviously it's what we need. Otherwise, it wouldn't come forth. So, but you know, just kind of going back and forth, I was just kind of thinking maybe you could give me something a little bit more lighthearted, more encouraging than like, hey, y'all need to get right. Maybe. However y'all take this, that's on y'all. But it's what God gave me. So my title today is What It Means to Be a Leader. I was looking through some stuff on the internet, and you know, of course, everybody has their own definition of a leader. But I kind of end up coming up with three things. And the first is putting God first. I think it's kind of fitting that I put that as number one because, well, we are the body of Christ. But God is the head. Amen. He is the ultimate. If we don't put him first, how are we supposed to lead anybody? I think about Daniel and I think about the three Jewish boys in this sense because, as most of us, I hope, know, Daniel was very much a man of God, and he was going to do things God's way regardless. You can say same thing about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were going to do things God's way before anything else. It didn't matter who it was. It could even be the king. Other leaders convinced the king, at least in Daniel's case, that, hey, not supposed to worship anybody other than the king. You know, Daniel broke that law, threw him in the lion's den. God brought him out. Jewish boys refused to bow down to the idol, threw him in the fiery furnace. God brought him out. Why did God bring him out? They put God first. Amen. Plain and simple. No big deal. Put God first. He'll look out for you. The second thing that I got was compassion, caring. When you're a leader, you have to care about your people. They have to be of your concern in some way, shape, or form. For this one, I think about Moses. Moses is another one of those people who kind of was running away from God and running away from all of what God had for him. But, you know, God got him back on track like he does most of us and, you know, got to the place where he was leading God's people out of Egypt. To deal with all them people, you gotta have compassion. You have to be caring. You have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If you don't, then I don't think those people get led out of Egypt, other than by the grace of God. And honestly, only by the grace of God did they get out anyway. And moving on to my third point is that in order to be a leader, you must be willing to serve. As a leader, in my opinion, and I will say this because I do believe this is my opinion, you have to be able to lead by example. If you want your followers to be able to serve people, you have to be able to serve people as well. You have to be able to bring your, even as a leader, you have to be able to bring yourself down on a different level other than your leadership level to be able to be like, hey, if you need me to do this for you, I can do this for you. We are not, we as Christians in general are not above, you know, coming down to somebody else's level in order to be able to serve. I'm just going to go ahead and read my two scriptures. The first one is Mark 12, 29 through 31. Jesus replied, "The most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these." The second one is 1 John 4, 19 through 21. We love each other because he loved us first. If anyone says, "I love God," but hates his fellow brother, a believer, that person is a liar. For if we don't love people we can see, how can we love God, whom we cannot see? And he has given us this command: those who love God must also love their fellow believers. You can say whatever you want about what it takes to be a leader, what it means to be a leader. I gave you guys three examples. I didn't really have to even go that far. I could have just left it at one. And that one example is love. If you don't love, if you do not have love in the capacity that God wants you to have love, you can't be a leader ever. Because that love encompasses putting God first. That love encompasses being compassionate and caring about people. That love encompasses serving people. That love encompasses so much more than just those three things. But if you have that love, you can do anything with God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God is showing us that, hey, this is what I am willing to do for you because I love you. What are we willing to do to show people that we love them? To show people that we are willing to lead them? So that was kind of like part one of my message. Part two, I don't have anything written down. Because also the other part of what I was kind of talking to God about is like, it is Pastor Appreciation Month. For those who don't know. And we talk about our pastors all the time. We talk about how much we love them. But, you know, I sit in the back. I'm quiet. I don't talk too much. Usually. And one thing I wanted to do was just to give an acknowledgement to our pastors. All this talk of leaders. We got four of them in here. Don't get me wrong. Everybody in here is a leader in some way, shape, or form, whether you know it or not. But it's not about y'all right now. Sorry. It's about these four people. Pastor Tony, Pastor Mike, you know, not coming in, trying to run things, not just wanting to help, just showing how much love that they have for us. I mean, what more can you ask for in leaders? You know, and I had a relationship with Pastor Mike before he, you know, showed back up. Still building a relationship with Pastor Tony, but Pastor Tony has, even in the short amount of time that I've known him, comparatively, because it feels like forever, honestly, it really does. You've shown me and you've shown everybody here so much love. It's amazing. And you know, if I, you know, just speaking about all of you in general for a moment, if I could show just half as much as love as y'all showed all of us, I'd be good. I think I'd be okay. Me and Pastor Mike, I feel like we'll always have a special relationship. You know, he, whether I tell him what's going on or not, the man just shows me unconditional love. And just, he's, if you haven't gotten to know Pastor Mike, if you haven't gotten to know Pastor Tony, because most of y'all here, at least I hope y'all know Pastor Linda and Pastor Rick, if y'all haven't really gotten to know them, get to know them. They are great men of God. Like, they're human, just like everybody else. they got their faults. They ain't perfect, but they love the Lord. And because they love the Lord, they're going to love you so much. And now I kind of have to shift to y'all. And see, man, me and Pastor Linda got a special relationship, especially now. Like, you know, I don't think I've in my life had one of my pastors pick with me as much as she does now. but even in that, there's so much love. She's watched these two over here. Like Miss Renee was talking about earlier, like how sometimes you know, we separate our church family and our family and stuff like that. Like, I can't. It's hard for me to separate that because I'm 31. Church is, what, 33 years old at this point? Yeah, I grew up in this church. The people who've been here for 33 years, those people are my family, regardless of what's going on. Yeah. They will always and forever be my family. And these two are a very big part of my family. Pastor Rick, that's my guy. again, it's one of those things where he's just shown me so much love and so much compassion. You know, like, even when I'm just for example, last week, like, you were doing everything you could to be like, nah, you good, you can go sit down. I'm like, nah, but I know what I'm supposed to do. Like, that's the love that you have for me. And I it's hard for me to put into words how much I love all of y'all, for real. It's very difficult for me to do that. Part of the reason why I didn't write anything down. But as a whole, we all four together, I wanted to take this time to say that y'all are mighty men and women of God. I can always tell that y'all are hearing from God and y'all are trying to point us in the right direction. Y'all are doing what y'all are supposed to be doing as pastors. I refuse to speak for all of these people
because all of these people can tell you on their own time how much they care and love y'all. I just want y'all to know from me how much I care about y'all, how much I love y'all, how much I respect y'all, how much I take from you guys' lives that y'all have shared with me and try to apply it to my own life. And then just to watch how y'all treat all of these people, because this is a crazy group of people. We ain't always easy to deal with. Y'all two in particular have to deal with him. By the way, for those who don't know, that's my dad. So he's been here the entire time too, and literally these two have had to deal with him and his craziness and how much love he has for everybody too. But like, they've had to deal with him for 33 years, like if not longer. You know, like, we're not an easy bunch. We really aren't. I don't think God expected y'all to expect it to be easy. But y'all handle it with such grace and such love. And I just want y'all to know that it doesn't go unnoticed. And I love y'all so much. So much. I'm done. I'm just going to pray real quick and then move out the way. Let some other stuff happen. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for allowing me to stand up here today. I thank you for allowing me to speak your word, maybe not in the most conventional way, but your word nonetheless. I thank you for allowing us to hear and understand what it means to be a leader, which essentially just comes back down to love. I ask that you allow all of us to have the love of Christ in us so that we can go out and be leaders to this world, so that we can help somebody else come to you, you know, help anybody in whatever situation that they got going on with your help and with your guidance. And also, dear Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for my pastors. I thank you for the wonderful people that you have put at the head of this particular church. I can't speak for other churches. I won't speak for other churches. I just know that this church has some the best leaders a person could ever ask for. And I thank you for putting them at the head here. And I ask that you continue to bless them royally, because they deserve it for all the hard work that they do for you. In Jesus' name, amen.